We are calling for this convention because we are seeing the rights of older people being trampled on by neglect and abuse and all the atrocities that come with getting old. Sometimes people are being neglected and abused by even the people who are supposed to care for them.
Is this a new initiative, or is this something that you have been calling for many years?
Yes, I've been calling for a convention on the rights of older people for the longest while. I don't want this to be a long, drawn-out thing, because even the people that may fight against this convention, they must realize that they also will be getting old. And further down the road, maybe the same things will happen to them. So we want this to be awareness and let them realize, let people realize that older people have rights too.
Could you just describe for us in more detail what specific rights would you like this convention to address?
One of the most fundamental things is right to proper health care, the right to be treated as a human being, because we are seeing plenty of these abuses take place, and we want it to be entrenched into law of all countries that elderly people must have the right, their rights, and that no one should trample upon the rights of these people. I don't know when my comeuppance will be, whether it's next week, next year, or the year after. But I want this convention towards the rights of older people. That people will enjoy their life. That's when they go from here. They say what? Rest in peace? Well, I want people to die in peace. Instead of RIP, we want DIP, that we go peacefully.
Are you aware of any differences in the rights of older people around the world? Are there some particular regions where the rights of older people are better protected and some where they're worse protected?
Yes, there are some places where the rights is better protected. Because even in the United States, and England and some of these advanced countries, you have social security. But after the working years of these people, they have the right to be looked after by the state. Now we all pay taxes. And where I'm from in Jamaica, you pay taxes from the cradle to the grave. Only some people is entitled to a pension from the state without contributing anything towards that pension, such as the government workers. Now, all we are asking for is give us back something out of the taxes that we pay. Not only some people must enjoy these benefits, no care how small it is. Give us. When a man or a woman reaches the age of 70, he is not employable anymore, except he has some riches. And majority of older folks do not have riches. Maybe about 50% of older people live in poverty. And you know, old age and poverty are very close friends. Because you can't earn and you have to depend on relatives and good-minded folks to help you along. So I want it to be compulsory that governments all over the world look into the plight of elderly seniors and elderly people who serve their country. Not only those who in the civil service, but even the common man in the street, he contributes too.